Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some C-cut in it.
It is 1:01 Eastern Standard Time, Greater Montreal, everybody. You are wisely tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, and I keep saying wisely because I mean it. And, of course, you have caught us just in time, or possibly you've been here for a while, for another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Let's get it going.
I'm going to go back in there, man. Hey, come on, get it. son of a man. Well, they catch him if he can. But I'm seeking the real thing. Good loving, she got a brain.
Now, pretty well that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof. We'll see the kingdom come.
All right, folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. We defy all expectations of waiting for the fade out. All right, this is Logic Johnson coming to you with another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. And, well, we're off to a fine start here, what can I tell you? Except, keeps it locked. Visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. Maybe you're already there catching us live. Maybe you're there in the future catching us on the archives, one way or another. Either visit it now or keep visiting it, and so on. All right. Now, we started off a deshiel with some Bootsy Collins with What's So Never the Dance. The Temptations with Shaky Ground. Sir Joe Quarterman and Free Soul with Young Man. And we had some Redbone, yes we did, with Liquid Truth. And then speaking of truth, we had the Undisputed One with Smiling Faces Sometimes. That was the Undisputed Truth. And then finally we had some Curtis Mayfield getting your weekly Curtis quota filled early on with Love to the People. So, I'd like to send a special shout out to Mr. Flying Ryan, as always. You know, keeps me on my toes bringing up obscure NBA player names, and it's wonderful. Speaking of the NBA, you know, Lakers won a game. They're on a one-game winning streak after the Utah Jazz, you know, compiled a, I believe, a 12-point fourth quarter lead, only to squander it and throw it all to the wind as the Lakers had themselves a little explosion. So congratulations to all of Los Angeles on your one-game winning streak. Otherwise, you know, same crap. Lakers' second biggest star after LeBron did get injured in that one win. And to me, it really does point to some signs of, you know, a deal with the devil. You know, that's some very monkey's paw kind of logic there where, oh, well, we're going to finally snap our big losing streak and get an encouraging win, but we're going to have to pay for it with the ankles of our star big men. So, you know, again, if that's not the kind of thing you'd see in a deal with the devil, I don't know what is. Which further goes to my theory that the Los Angeles Lakers are, of course, an evil force that must be stopped at all costs. Not to mention LeBron James's ego. And there's more about that in a little bit. Yes, there's a LeBron story. I'm sorry. I don't enjoy this, you know. CKUT.
pretty band. I turn you on, and now I can't turn you off. I turn you on, now I can't turn you off. What a good, good feeling, a good sensation. Oh, you and me, baby, oh, what a great combination. Ah, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. Ah, turn you on, and now I can't turn you off. I turn you on, now I can't turn you off. What a good, good feeling, a great sensation. You and me, baby, doing our thing in combination. Ha! Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Ha! Bill! Turn you off. I turn you on. Now I can't turn you off. What a good, good feeling. A good sensation. Oh, you and me, baby. What a great combination. Ah, suck it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me. Hey, suck it to me. Oh, I turn you on. Now I can't turn you off. I turn you on. Now I can't turn you on. What a good, good feeling, a good sensation. You and me, baby, what a great combination. Ah, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
right, it is 1:49 Eastern Standard Time, and you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson bringing you another episode of
Listen, Just Smell Something.
So, y'all, I hope are being safe out there. It's wet and wild. Besides this, well, I told you all there was another LeBron story this week. Now, I want to point out, I do not go out looking for these, trying to create stories. These just fly into my face as a follower of basketball. It's inescapable, it's exhausting, and it's all-consuming, the LeBron James media presence. I'm sorry, but this week's story in Massive Egos and Entitlement goes as follows. See, the Los Angeles Rams, of course, just won the Super Bowl, and good on them. Piled up all these superstars in one moment, can't possibly keep them together next season, and they had their one shot. Good for them. And LeBron James says, I'm going to tweet out, hey, you know, the Rams just won the Super Bowl, that we should all have a parade together. The Rams and the Dodgers and the Lakers, and call it City of Champions. Omitting, of course, the fact that the Lakers are very much not champions at the moment. They're sitting, of course, in ninth place in the West and severely underachieving after a summer of big talk and bluster. But, of course, there can't be something, you know, important happening in the sports world of L.A. without LeBron James having to be a part of it, right? I mean, he's got to be there. It's football. LeBron James, football. Yeah. Right? No? Nobody? Anyways, that's the story. LeBron James wants to piggyback on a more successful team's championship parade because life's just not the same unless people are pointing and cheering at him. Okay. And confetti. Of course, let's not forget about the confetti. That being said, we just finished hearing the following before we move on here. The Majestics with Funky Chick. We had Latin Breed with I Turn You On. The Brothers Seven with Evil Ways. Little Jimmy Tyson and the Highway Robbers with Who Will Be the Next Fool. Then we had Fabulous Mark III with Psycho Parts 1 and 2. And Chocolate Snow with A Day in the Life. We'll be right back on CKUT 90.3. Here's some music. Y'all just go ahead and put this in you.